Scripture lesson this morning is from the book of Genesis, chapter 18, beginning in verse 16 through verse 33. The Word of God. Then the men set out from there, and they looked down toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to set them on their way. The Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? For I have chosen that Abraham shall surely command his children and his household and all the nations of the earth
to keep the way of the Lord,
blessed by doing righteousness.
For I have chosen him
so that the Lord may
command
his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord,
because
the outcry
against Sodom
and Gomorrah,
so
that the Lord may bring to
Abraham
sin
is
what he has promised him.
I will go down,"
then the Lord said,
"to see whether they have done
because the outcry against
according
Sodom
to the outcry
is
that
great
has come
and their
me.
Sin
is very
and
grave.
Not, I will go down
to
so
see
the men
whether they have
from
done
all
went
together
toward Sodom
according to the outcry
but Abraham
that has
still
come
stood
to me
before the Lord.
And if not,
then Abraham drew near
and said,
so the men turned from there and went toward Sodom.
Sweep away
but Abraham
the righteous
still
with
stood
the wicked
before the Lord.
Suppose
then Abraham drew near
righteous
and
within
said,
the city.
Will you
then sweep
away the place
sweep away
and not
the righteous
spare it
for the
with
50
the wicked
righteous?
Suppose
who are in it?
There are 50
far
righteous
be it
within
from
the
you
city
to do such a thing.
Will you then
to put
sweep
the righteous
away the place
to death
and not spare
wicked,
it
for the
so that the righteous
fare
who are in
the
it
wicked?
Far
be it
be
from
that
you
from
to
you
do
such a thing.
Shall not
to
the
put
judge
the righteous
of
to
all
death
the earth
with the wicked
do what is
so
best
that the righteous fare
and the Lord said
as the wicked?
If I find
far
at Sodom
be that from you
50 righteous
shall not the
city
judge of all
I
the earth
will spare
do
the
what
whole
is just
place
for their
and the
sake
Lord said
Abraham
if
answered
I find
and said,
at Sodom,
behold,
50 righteous
I have undertaken
in the city
to speak to the Lord,
I will spare
I
the
who
whole
am but
place
dust
and
for their
ashes
sake.
Suppose
Abraham
five
answered
of
and
the
said,
50 righteous
behold,
are lacking,
I have undertaken to speak
the
to the Lord,
city,
I
for lack of
who
five
am but dust
and
he
ashes
said, I will not
suppose
destroy
five
it
of the
if
50
I find
righteous
45 there.
Again he spoke to him and said,
city,
suppose
for lack of five
40 are found there.
And he said,
he answered,
I will not destroy
for the sake
it
of 40,
if I find 45
I
there.
I will not do it.
Again he spoke to him
then
and said,
oh,
suppose
let not the
40
Lord
are
be
found
angry
there.
And
he
I
answered,
will speak
for the sake of
40,
suppose
I
30
will
found
not
there
do it.
He
then
answered,
he said,
I
oh,
will not do it.
Let not the Lord
I
be angry.
30
and I will
there
speak.
He said,
suppose
behold,
I
have undertaken to speak to the Lord.
He answered,
suppose
I will not do it.
20
if I
are
find
found there.
30
there.
He answered,
he said,
for the
behold,
sake of
20, I have undertaken to speak
I
to
will
the Lord.
Not destroy it.
Suppose
then he said,
oh,
20 are
let
found
not
there
the Lord be angry.
And
he
I will
answered,
speak again
for the sake
but
of
this
20.
Once
I will not
suppose
destroy it.
10
then he said, oh,
let
there
not the Lord be angry.
He
and
answered,
I will speak again
for the sake of 10.
But this once
I will not destroy
suppose
it.
Suppose
and the Lord went his way.
Are found
when he had finished
there
speaking to Abraham,
he answered,
and Abraham
for the sake of
10
to his place.
I will not destroy
the word
it
of the Lord.
And the Lord went his way when he had finished speaking to Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. The word of the Lord. Thank you,
God. Okay, so why do we pray? Prayer is talking with God. And certainly, if we examine the content of our prayers, let's be honest, we probably conclude that one reason we pray is to bring God's attention to the laundry list of our needs, wants, and desires. In fact, I've noticed in recent years, it's interesting to me with the use of the internet, that not only do we bring to the Lord our needs, wants, and desires, but we want to get as many people as we can walking with us in the prayers. It's kind of like a spiritual form of contacting your congressman. You want to encourage God to take action. But I think there are other reasons why we pray. One is that we pray when we run out of options. There's a very famous book by a man named O. Howlsby, just called Prayer, and he says that we only pray when we get to the end of our rope. And growing in spiritual maturity is realizing just how short our rope really is. We see this in the story of Jonah, when Jonah's escaping and they encounter that storm, and they realize the storm is going to swamp them. There's nothing these sailors can do. So the captain says every man should pray to his God. That's true. We often pray when we get to the end of our rope, when we don't have anything else we could do. We pray when we haven't got a prayer. But I would argue that there's still other better reasons to pray. Our passage today gives us one of them. We pray not to change God, not to influence God, but to permit God to change us, to influence us. Prayer changes me, not God. The Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do?" The movie Shadowlands is about the life of C.S. Lewis. It's a wonderful movie if you ever get a chance to watch it. Lewis, of course, was an English Christian. He was an academic. He taught both at Oxford and Cambridge. And though he was not trained as a theologian, he had a great gift of writing, and writing theology in a way that the average layperson can easily follow and understand. There's a scene in the movie in which several of Lewis's colleagues are talking together, and there's one in particular who is a skeptic, and he makes some caustic, mocking comment about Lewis's prayer life and Lewis's desire to change God's mind. And Lewis replies quickly, "I do not pray to change God. I pray because prayer changes me." We pray, my friends, in order to get to know God better. And we find that as we know God better, we are changed and transformed in that process. We can see this dynamic at work here in Genesis 18. God reveals his plan and purpose to Abraham. Then the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?" In Genesis 18 is a very interesting chapter. God visits Abraham in a very mysterious way. It's mysterious because the chapter says very clearly it was the Lord God who was visiting him. And yet God's appearance is through the presence of these three angels. In the first part of the chapter, which we didn't read, God is giving or reiterating to Abraham the promise that he would have an heir, a son. And he was telling him that that promise was about to be fulfilled within the next year. So realize, this is after 25 years of waiting, the angel of the Lord shows up and says, "Okay, it's going to happen. You're going to have the son." And then as the three mysterious visitors are leaving, the Lord enters into a soliloquy, asking if he should reveal to Abraham what he's about to do.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
And God determines that he will not hide his intent from Abraham, that prompts Abraham, informs Abraham
that he's about to bring.
It's a great privilege and a sign of God's love for Abraham that he reveals himself to him in this way. God does not have to condescend in this manner. But
God is not
God's
ways
are not
our
ways.
Way.
He's not answerable to you
God's
and me in any way.
God's thoughts are not our thoughts.
Yet he chooses to do so.
God reveals himself to us, and
sometimes we discover that what we have learned about God,
God's ways are not our ways.
God's thoughts are not
this
our
new understanding
thoughts.
May lead us to
God reveals himself to us, and sometimes we
and
discover that
to greater perplexity.
What we have learned about God,
what we expected.
I mentioned before about the time
new
the
understanding
English preacher Stuart Briscoe was
be
about to have dinner in the home of a
and
German evangelical pastor, and
perplexity.
He looked at the table and everybody's place.
I mentioned before about
the
time
the English preacher Stuart Briscoe was And
about
Briscoe
to have dinner in the home
offense,
of a German evangelical pastor.
Said, I'm sorry, but English Christians don't drink beer.
He looked at the table
beer.
And everybody's place.
And the German pastor said,
English Christians don't drink beer.
Come, we must pray.
And Briscoe led Briscoe into his study,
and they
got
down on their knees, and the German pastor prayed, God, I thank you that we are German Christians and not
English Christians.
Don't
drink beer. Come, we must pray.
And he led Briscoe into his study,
one,
and they got down on their knees, and the German pastor prayed, God, I thank you that we are German Christians and not English Christians.
It leads us first to pray, to get down on our knees, and in prayer it may lead us to change.
One healthy
result of a crisis.
That's exactly what happened to Abraham.
Abraham is about to learn something new about God, and that knowledge is going to
provoke
crisis
in his life. First to pray, to get down on our knees,
and in prayer it may lead us to change.
Then Abraham approached him and said,
Abraham
is about to learn something new about God, and that knowledge.
Realize that the towns of Sodom and Gomorrah were well known to Abraham.
Abraham's nephew Lot
will you
lived in Sodom together with his family.
And Abraham knew the people of Sodom.
And for these reasons, he had a stake.
You know, any person who walks with God will at one time or another have a crisis of faith of some kind.
So it's easy to see why God's self-revelation provokes
God,
and sometimes
what we learn about God shocks.
You know, any person who walks with God will at one time or another.
This coming summer, I will be preaching on several.
Surprising,
you know, we want to learn more about God,
and sometimes what we learn about God
look at the binding of Isaac.
In a couple of weeks, we'll
this coming
Jacob
summer, I will be preaching on several
Rebecca.
Surprising,
at the end of the summer, this will be the real hot one.
We're going to look at the story of Judah
and Tamar.
Next week, we're going to look at the binding of Isaac.
With that one, you're going to ask the question,
in a couple of weeks,
why
we'll look at Jacob and his conniving mother, Rebecca.
At the end of the summer, this will be the real hot one. Sonny's mother answers, and sometimes he talks to God, and other times he yells at God. And Sonny's mother explains to her neighbor that her son, the preacher, is praying.
And Sonny's mother explains to her neighbor that her son, the preacher, is praying.
That there are times when we want
and she says, and sometimes he talks to God, and other times
Martin
he yells
Luther
at God.
Martin Luther was once asked about his love for God.
Love God, he replied.
Sometimes I
think it's important to be honest with God.
Abram prays because he does not understand, but he wishes to understand.
Martin Luther was once asked about Abraham's love for God.
Love God, he replied.
Righteous people.
Sometimes I hate him.
Now, Abram prays because he does not understand, but he wishes
to understand.
So
Abram begins his question.
God is righteous
and
holy.
He is just.
We are not.
Now,
yet nonetheless, we expect
to be clear in this.
Be like us.
We need to remember that
we
the problem is always
with
standards.
Us, not with God.
So we're surprised
God is
when
righteous
he doesn't
measure
holy,
up to something that
just.
We take for granted.
We are not.
And that then in turn
yet
leads
nonetheless,
us to a crisis of understanding.
Yet nonetheless, we expect God to be like us.
In this crisis,
we want to measure
our understanding
him by
must be
our standards.
So
based
we're
upon
surprised
what God
when he doesn't measure up
to
something that we take for granted.
And part of the
reshaping then in turn leads us to a crisis of understanding.
And being willing
in
to
this
submit
crisis,
ourselves to the
our understanding
of the
must be
the revelation God has given,
based upon what God has been.
R.C. Sproul keeps a plaque on his desk.
And
that
part of the reshaping process
I have
takes
tried
place
to follow
in prayer.
The advice of the plaque,
and being
I've
willing
tried
to submit ourselves to the teaching
years,
of the Scripture,
the plaque says,
revelation.
Your
God
job
has given
is
us.
To preach what the Bible says.
R.C. Sproul keeps a plaque on his desk that.
I have tried to follow the advice of the plaque.
As the first verses of chapter 2 make clear.
Your job
you know what,
is
the book
to
of,
preach what the Bible
says. The book
says,
of Proverbs speaks about how we find the knowledge
of
God.
In fact, the prayer that I prayed for
as the first
graduates
verses
earlier
of chapter 2 make clear, You know, one, the first five verses of chapter 2
make clear
that there are
about stages
how we
to
find
discerning
the knowledge of God. It doesn't happen immediately.
The prayer that I prayed for the
And at some of the stages, you know what?
Proverbs
it's work to understand the knowledge
of God. And the first five verses of chapter 2 make
clear
that there
tells
us that at times we want to cry out for
God.
Insight.
It doesn't
raise
happen immediately.
Voice for understanding.
And at some of the stages, you know what? It's work to understand the knowledge
that
of God.
That sounds like yelling to God.
Proverbs 2 tells us that at times
you know,
we want to cry out for insight.
Sonny
it raises our voice for understanding. We raise
in this passage,
our voice,
Abram
cry out.
Prays because he does not understand.
That sounds like yelling to God.
He raises his voice for insight.
You know, in the movie The Apostle,
and
Sonny
the passage says
his voice.
He's not yelling at God, but it's very
in this
interesting.
Passage,
the passage
Abram
is very clear. It
prays
says
that Abram
because he does not
stood
understand.
Before the Lord.
He got
he
in God's
his
way.
Voice for insight.
He stopped the progress towards
and the passage
Sodom and
says
Gomorrah
he's
Abram
not yelling at God,
his
but it's very interesting. The passage is very clear. It says
God
that Abram stood before the Lord. He got in God's way. He stopped the progress
like
towards
him,
Sodom and Gomorrah
we
because
pray
Abram
to
wanted
learn,
his
to have our
answered.
Eyes opened, our minds deepened,
God
our understanding of God increased
in order to ask for
and
an
prayer in this sense, my friends, is not a natural process.
Like him,
it's struggle.
We pray to
it's
learn,
work,
to have our eyes
and it
opened,
must be
our minds
doggedly.
Deepened, our understanding of God increased.
But the expectation is that by our prayer, we're
prayer
remade,
in this sense, my friends,
reshaped,
is not a natural process.
We
our hope is that the sand of irritation
and it must
become
pursued
the pearl
doggedly.
Of insight.
Like
but
Abraham
the expectation
in prayer,
is that
we appeal
to God to vindicate
remade,
his righteousness
reshaped,
and give us
changed.
A greater understanding.
Our hope is
Abraham
that the
asks,
sand of irritation
judge of all
will become
the
pearl
right.
of insight.
Like Abraham
in
prayer, we appeal to God
Abraham.
To vindicate his righteousness and
his
give
faith.
Us a greater
the God whom he knows and loves
Abraham
and follows
asks,
through
the
years has proven to be good and just. And yet Abram struggles because the information that has just
what
now been given
Abram.
To him raises
he faced
the possibility
a crisis
that God
faith,
might act
the God
in a way
whom
that
he
is
knows
unjust.
And loves and followed through the years has
and
proven
God
to
is
be good and just.
Foundations of the
and yet
world
Abram struggles because the information that has just now been
this
given
is why
to him
Abram
raises
asks God the questions
that God
regarding
might
how many
act
righteous
in a way that is
need
unjust.
To be found in the city for it to
and
escape
if God is unjust,
the
then
destruction.
The foundations of the world are shaken.
Abraham is probing God's
this is why Abram asked God the questions regarding
what
how
will it
many
take
righteous
to turn aside
need to be found
wrath.
In the city for
because he
it
understands
to
that if
the
number is
fewer than 10,
Abraham
it's simply
is
a matter
proving
of performing
God's
a rescue operation,
at this point.
Removing from the city those
what will
who
it take
are righteous
to turn aside
and then
God's
getting
wrath.
On with the business of
will
judging
it take 50?
The rest of the city. And that, of course, is exactly
45?
What happens.
30?
And
20?
10?
You know, in this process of clarification,
why does Abraham stop at 10?
Abraham
probably because
satisfies
he understands
that
if the number
God
is fewer than 10,
just,
it's simply a matter
God
of
will
performing
not destroy
a rescue
the righteous
operation.
With the wicked.
Removing from the
his
city
judgments
those who
are not
righteous,
arbitrary
and
or
getting
unpredictable.
On with the business of judging the rest of the city.
Abraham's
and
that, of
understanding
exactly
of God's
what
character
happens.
Is deepened through this.
And
now, while Abraham's crisis
you know,
of faith is a model
for
us in many respects, there's one sense in which
Abraham
it is not
don't know exactly how long
God
it went on, but you can figure
just.
It didn't take more than an afternoon.
God will not destroy the righteous.
You know, we
with
assume
the
that the dialogue went on longer
his judgments
than what it took
are not arbitrary
it,
or unpredictable.
That long a time.
Abraham's understanding of God's character.
What do we do if we find
this?
That we have a crisis of faith, a crisis of
now,
understanding?
Now, while Abraham's crisis of faith
no
is a model for us in many respects,
there's
one sense in which it is not a model.
Don't know exactly how long
well, the basic
it went
principle
on,
but
under
you
which
figure it didn't take more than
I would
an
suggest
afternoon.
We should operate is the
you know,
principle
we assume
of,
that the dialogue
you know,
went on longer
fish,
than what it
you
took
know,
Dennis to read
fish,
it,
and you
run
across
a
that long.
Interestingly, is over time I would discover, you know, I'd see an article.
What do
that
we
might
do
answer,
if
you know,
we find that
we
find,
have a
found
crisis
that most
of my
of faith,
questions
crisis
over
of
time
have
been
resolved
no
satisfactorily to my
resolution,
always to my satisfaction and especially to God's
well,
glory.
Well, the basic principle under which
so we must realize that sometimes God cannot
the
answer the questions we ask.
You know, how you eat fish,
not because
you know,
he can't answer them, but because we're not mature or ready enough.
You take the bone out of your mouth and put it aside. You know, you deal with
you
it
know, if
later.
You ask me, as Pastor Mark, how does a jumbo jet get off the ground?
You know, in my life, there have been
you know,
many
I have
times
no concept
I have
or understanding
of the principles
of
aerodynamics.
Interestingly, as over time, I would discover, you know, I'd see an article,
right,
that might answer
it,
you know,
it.
And I found that most of my questions
you know, I know so little about these
resolved,
things that if somebody wanted to teach me the principles of how a jumbo jet gets off the ground, they'd have to make a commitment to teaching
so we
me
must realize
over time,
that sometimes
okay, it would
God
take a while before I would
the
learn
questions
that.
We ask.
The same is
not
true
because he can't answer them, but because we're not mature
not always
or ready
immediately
enough
available
to comprehend them.
And God may need to take his time.
You know,
to
if you ask me, Pastor Mark, how does a jumbo jet get off the ground?
You know, I have
so
no
this leads me to ask a question here in the middle of this sermon. That is, what aspects
fact,
of God's character might you be struggling with today? I would encourage you that follow Abraham's example.
You know, I know so little about these things that if somebody wanted
ways
to teach
not our
me the
ways,
principle of how a jumbo jet gets off the ground, they'd have
it
to
is
make
challenging
a
when we find ourselves
teaching me over time.
Okay?
It would take a while before I would learn that.
They're not what we expect.
The same is true with certain
spiritual
truths,
we can learn a lot from the example
friends
of Abraham.
They're not always immediately
first, Abraham
available
models three things. First, he models being honest.
Take his time to bring
turn
us to a
to
place
it
where we can understand.
Then Abraham spoke up again, now that I have been so bold
so
as to
this
speak
leads me
to
ask
Lord,
a question here in the middle of this sermon. That is, what aspects of God's character might you be struggling
the first thing
with
Abraham
today
models for us?
I would
is
encourage
that
you that follow Abraham's
God
example
and
take it to
the
God
thing
in
that
prayer
offends us.
And
God's ways are not our
throat
ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts.
Yeah, I find I think
it is challenging when
one of the
we
most
find ourselves confronted
emotions
with spiritual realities that
when the natural thing when we are offended by something, the natural response
and
is
we can
to
learn
turn
a lot
away
from the
we
example
don't want to look
of Abraham
that offends us.
First, Abraham models
when it comes to the Bible and to God
being honest.
I think we have to learn ourselves.
We have to
train
ourselves.
Then
Abraham spoke up again, now that I have been
offense,
so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but
when it comes to God and we find ourselves offended in some way,
you know, the first thing Abraham models for us is that
to,
we should be honest
turn
toward
God,
fact,
and be willing
with
to
God,
take
when
the thing
when
that
we find ourselves offended with something from God, we shield our eyes in the
yeah,
same
I,
way we
I find,
our
I think
eyes
offense
when
is one of the most
in a dark room
and
someone
emotions
turns on the light. You know, at first
the natural
hurts
thing when we are offended by something,
the fact is you
want to
leave the light on because over time that's how you're going
to
see, that's how you're
going to
resolve the problem. But when it comes to the Bible and to God,
I think
we have to
say,
learn ourselves.
We have to
train ourselves.
There are areas of your life where you take offense
to the offense,
spiritual teachings,
not away
or
from
truth
it.
Can I tell you,
when it comes to God
where
and we find ourselves offended in some
is
way, we
you
struggle
need
over the fact that God is sovereign over
effect
the universe.
With God, when we're
don't
when we find
it
ourselves offended with something
it
from God, we
you struggle with
the
exclusivity
the
of the claims of Jesus Christ. Does it seem unfair to you that Jesus Christ is the only way to the presence of God the Father? But the fact is, you want
to
leave
ask
the light
God
on because over time, that's how you're going to see. That's how you're going to resolve
greatness
the problem. Are you annoyed by the restrictions of the Bible's
so I would
teaching
say, you know,
that it lays upon
there
sexual
there areas
expression
of your life where you
and
take
sexual
offense
freedom
at certain
turn it and take it to
truth
God in prayer.
I tell you,
ask him to reveal to you the wisdom
the offenses
that lies behind
the
God's
is
teaching that sexual
you struggle over the fact that God
is sovereign
over
the universe.
The marriage bond.
Don't dismiss it. Turn toward it.
We live in an age in which
you struggle with the exclusivity
rule
of the claims of
Jesus
Christ.
Do you
want to
assert
Christ
yourself?
Does it seem
you
unfair
to
you that
Jesus
Christ
is
some
the
area
only
of life
way
you want to lay claim to
the
what
presence
the world
of God
declares
the
that you are entitled to?
Ask God to reveal to you a deep and grasp.
Then listen, my
Christ
friends,
greatness
to the words of Jesus spoken to you.
Are you annoyed by the
if
restrictions of the Bible's
me
teaching that it lays upon sexual expression
and
sexual freedom?
And
turn it and take it
for
to God in
would
prayer.
Save his
ask
life
him to reveal
it
to you the wisdom
but
that lies behind God's teaching
sake, we'll
that sexual
it
expression is rightly
these
and best reserved
for
the marriage bond.
Our prayer and study should be focused
we live
where
in
our
an age in which identity politics
ruled.
Do you want to
so the first thing is
yourself
to learn
you
to
turn
to
the
rights and see what
area of life
God
is
showing
us.
The
second
is to
turn
respectfully
to
God
and
raise our questions.
Then he said,
then
may the Lord
not
be angry
to the words
of
Jesus
spoken
to
you.
If anyone
on one level
Abraham
is
acting in
an
awesomely
himself
bold
and
manner,
take up his cross
he's frank and bold before
me
God. He's challenging the appropriateness of the revelation God has just given him.
But whoever loses
and yet,
his life from my
well, there's tremendous courage and boldness in what Abraham is doing.
For the
he
world
says it in a manner that acknowledges
our prayer
that God
and study
is God,
should be focused
less,
where our spiritual struggles
and he, Abraham,
are
is Abraham, nothing more.
So the first thing is to learn
Abraham
to turn to the offense and see what new thing
manner
God is showing
he
us.
Knows
the second is to turn respectfully to God and raise our
words
questions
in the framework of
then
respect
he said, may the Lord not be angry, but let me speak.
This teaches us to remember that no matter what the
you know,
level
one level
of
Abraham is acting,
we may feel
in an awesomely
understand God's revelation
frank and bold before God.
He's challenging the
we must always remember that our
God
questions are addressed to God Almighty.
And yet, while there's tremendous courage and boldness
an
in what Abraham is doing,
the creator,
he says it in a manner that acknowledges
but
that
we also
God
should remember
God
that there's
nothing
a great
less
difference between skeptics
and he, Abraham,
and
is Abraham,
a skeptic
more
is not truly engaged.
Abraham speaks in a very respectful
lacks
manner.
He
knows
engagement
the boldness of his words,
you can see that
but
in
he
his
sets his words in the framework of respect.
A doubter remains respectful.
This teaches us to
he
remember that no matter
what
dismiss,
the level of perplexity we
in the
may
presence
feel
of respect
as we seek
is a very important
God's
sign
revelation
that however deep and dark the doubts
We must always remember that our questions are addressed to God Almighty. He's not obligated to give us an answer.
So Abram models for us that we must turn to the thing that offends us. He models us that we should
be
respectful.
But we also should remember that there's a great difference between skeptics and doubters.
Thirdly, a skeptic
is
not truly
engaged. A skeptic
lacks sincere engagement.
Lacks sincere engagement.
And
when the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left, and Abram returned home.
A doubter remains respectful.
Now, Abraham's appeal
he
is
struggles,
that
but
Abraham
he doesn't
would
dismiss.
Understand God's ways more
And the presence
fully.
Of respect is a very
Abraham
important sign
to understand.
That however deep and dark the doubts,
you know, every now and again I meet people who have some vehement,
vocal objection to some aspect of Christian teaching. And interestingly, they are often people
so
who at
models
one
for us
time
that
in the past
turn
were rather
to the
religious
themselves.
He models us that we should be respectful.
These folk wish to object, but they don't wish to
thirdly, he teaches us that
lips.
What we are asking is for
like
God to reveal himself
what
more
is truth,
fully.
But then he doesn't stay around for the answer.
And when the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham,
in contrast,
he left,
Abraham
asks,
and returned home.
And he waits.
You know, Abraham's appeal is that
Abraham would understand God's ways more fully. So,
Abraham
in conclusion, what
understand.
Are we learning from this story this morning that's important?
You know, every now and again I meet people who have some
vehement,
vocal
us,
objection to some
God.
Aspect of Christian teaching.
And Abraham provides an important model
they are
of
often
how
people
we must
who
allow
at one time in the past were rather religious
of God
themselves.
Nature, God's nature and purpose to draw us
these
to
folk
him
wish
in
to object, but they don't wish
to As we turn to God
observe.
Respectfully,
so
we ask God to
reveal
himself
but they're not interested in hearing an explanation.
And as he answers this prayer and contemplates that there might be a meaningful
we are reshaped and remodeled and we begin to comprehend
the true indication of their heart by
New Testament
attitude on their lips.
You know, in this story of Abraham, we see
like
Father
Pontius
Abraham,
Pilate,
the father of faith,
truth,
who's learning
he
new truths about
for the
God.
Answer.
But you know what?
In
you
contrast,
and I are
Abraham
farther,
asks,
farther along the road
and he waits,
of understanding that Abraham
and he listens
was.
Patiently. To the
we have his
God
witness.
Gives.
We have the witness of Moses.
So,
the
in conclusion,
prophets,
what
Testament.
Are we learning from this story
finally,
this morning?
The witness
that's important.
Of Jesus Christ himself.
The first thing is, of course, prayer changes
the message
us,
that
not
began
that
with Abraham
God.
Finds its fulfillment.
And Abraham provides an important model
of
how we must
Jesus
allow
Christ.
Our discovery of new aspects
we know
of
more,
God,
not because
nature,
we're smarter,
nature,
but simply because we're
draw
blessed
us
to live
him
in
the
prayer.
Age of the New Testament.
As we
Capitalism,
turn to God respectfully, we ask
slavery.
God to reveal himself more fully
it's full
to
of fables
us.
And old wives.
And as he answers this prayer and reveals himself more fully, we are
like
reshaped and remodeled when we begin to comprehend him a little bit
Biblical sexual morality is
New
so binding
era.
And limiting.
If
you know,
God
in this story
is
of Abraham,
moral,
we see
why is
Father
there so
Abraham,
much
the father of faith,
in the
he's
world,
learning new truths
and
about
so on.
God.
You've heard all these objections.
But you know what?
Times.
You and I are farther along the road.
Whatever
of
may
understanding
bug you
that Abraham
about the faith,
was,
my friends. Whatever may
we
bug
have
you
his
about
witness,
church or the Bible.
We have the witness of Moses, the
Take
prophets,
some time
the
to
New
look
Testament.
At it.
And finally, the
and
witness of Jesus
God
Christ himself.
Might reveal himself to you.
The message that began
stadium.
With Abraham finds its fulfillment and
words were exchanged, there was an altercation.
Jesus Christ.
Stroutman didn't mean to hurt
we know
anyone,
more, not
but
because we're smarter,
but simply because
we're blessed
to live
in
the
age
and
of the
there
New
were some cuts and bruises.
Now that said,
Stroutman
Abraham's
is a window
to us
salesman.
This morning
himself
is to follow his example when we find ourselves
this past week, Stroutman's case found its way into court.
That may trouble
at 90 days in jail.
Capitalism, and it doesn't condemn slavery.
The possibility of community service
was
raised.
Stroutman,
the Bible tells me to deny myself.
I don't like that.
I told the judge, Your Honor, if I may,
the biblical sexual morality
is
so binding and limiting. If God is so just and moral, why is there so much injustice in the world?
And
so the judge ordered Stroutman to attend worship services at a Baptist church for 12 consecutive
Sundays.
Whatever
may bug you about the faith, my friend.
After each worship, each Sunday, he must get
the
pastor to sign the Sunday program
to
bring to the judge.
And see how God...
I asked what he thought about his sentence.
Stroutman
replied,
stadium.
I'm going to listen with both my ears.
Words were exchanged.
There was an altercation.
Maybe I'll try and sell
Stroutman didn't mean to hurt anyone, but nonetheless, one of the preachers
Stroutman will pay
$2,800
in lawyer fees,
$480
in court costs.
Stroutman is a window salesman. He's self-employed.
Baptist preaching.
This past week, Stroutman's case found its way into court,
turning to the offense.
He was looking at 90 days.
So what's your
jail.
Issue, my friend? Are you willing to turn toward it?
The possibility
are you willing
of
to ask God to be at work
and
helping to deepen your
Stroutman,
understanding of
who
he is?
Roman Catholic,
whatever the issue,
told
follow
the judge,
Abraham's example.
Your Honor, if I may,
the Lord in prayer.
I would be more than happy
I want
to
challenge
to serve
you. Even if you doubt or you're not sure
choosing.
You believe, what's an issue that angers you about
that
God
like
or the teaching
suggestion.
Of the faith or the church?
So the judge orders Stroutman to attend worship services at a Baptist church
for 12 consecutive Sundays.
Spouse or your believing parents.
After each worship, each Sunday,
Take
he must get
issue,
the pastor to sign the Sunday program
to,
to bring to the judge.
Challenge.
I asked what he thought about his sentence. Stroutman replied,
I'm going to listen with both my
Say
ears
amen,
and keep my mouth shut, and maybe I'll try and sell them some windows. Stroutman will pay $2,800 in lawyer fees,
$480 in court costs, and he'll listen to about 18 hours of Baptist preaching. That's a good thing, turning to the offense. So what's your issue, my friend? Are you willing to turn toward it? Are you willing to ask God to be at work in helping to deepen your understanding of who he is? Whatever the issue, follow Abraham's example and take it to the Lord in prayer. I want to challenge you, even if you doubt or you're not sure you believe, what's an issue that angers you about God or the teaching of the faith or the church? What gets under your skin? What annoys you about your believing friend or your Christian spouse or your believing parents? Take that issue, lift it to God, and ask him to give you some insight and understanding. Challenge God. Throw down the gauntlet before him. Say amen, somebody.